Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Chad Fulgham, Chief Information Officer at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Also joining us today from IBM is Alan Heath. Chad, from an IT operations perspective, how have you sought to improve project management discipline and structure? What are some of the specific steps you've taken to instantiate better project management discipline in your staff?
Well, one of the things that we have tried to do is professionalize the project management job within the IT branch of the FBI. If we recruit someone from the outside, we're looking for the project management professional or the PMP certification. If they don't have it, we offer it when they get here. I think it's a really good way to at least have the fundamentals on what's going to work and what's not going to work with respect to project management within the federal government. The reorganization helped quite a bit as well, I think, because we were able to bring the project managers under one executive, and that executive was able then to allocate those resources, again, based off of the executive steering committee or the investment management board's decision on which of the projects really needed to have full backing from the organization and the resources allocated to them. And finally, we do project reviews. Some of them are weekly. Some of them are biweekly, some of them are monthly, depending on the size of the investment, depending on the complexity. We have some that we do project reviews every single day. Now, those are ones that are having some issues, and they need a little bit of assistance getting back on track. But through those meetings and the scorecards, we can actually have real metrics to figure out whether projects are doing well or where they need some assistance.
Chad, terrorist attacks, natural disasters, large-scale criminal incidences too often serve as a case study that reveals weaknesses in our information sharing capabilities. Could you elaborate on your efforts to enhance this information sharing across the extended law enforcement community? And how are you moving the culture of need to know towards a culture of need to share?
So the FBI can be broken down into two main areas. One is that law enforcement side, and one is the intelligence community. On the law enforcement side, our Criminal Justice Information Services Division, or CJIS, out in West Virginia, do an incredible job facilitating information sharing with our law enforcement partners. We actually have something called Law Enforcement Online, or LEO, and it's a way for us to share information with the other law enforcement professionals around the world. And you got to remember that the FBI is fairly small, with almost 14,000 agents and 35,000 if you add in all of the analysts and professional staff. We're still smaller than some large cities' police forces. And so we really rely on our law enforcement partners, be it other federal, state, local, or tribal law enforcement, do our job. We have partnerships in industry like InfraGuard. We have systems in addition to LEO called eGuardian, where we try to facilitate suspicious reporting. This is probably one of the best ways that we try to share information, not just with us and law enforcement, but between law enforcement and law enforcement on things that probably need a little bit of follow-up on. And I think with the need to know versus the need to share, this is going to be a tough one, especially with things like WikiLeaks and where data has been exfiltrated from organizations. But, you know, we really need to try to foster a culture where people are willing to put their at least their finished intelligence products out for other organizations, because there's no real one organization that does everything with respect to law enforcement or intelligence. It's a collection of organizations that are best of breed in each of their mission areas. And without that information being shared as equal partners, it's going to be very difficult to thwart future attacks.
So I'd like to transition to the Sentinel case management system. Could you tell us a little bit about this next generation system, the planned capabilities associated with it, and more particularly, what are some of the core challenges faced with its development and implementation?
So Sentinel is a program that was envisioned on the heels of the virtual case file. The virtual case file obviously did not turn out well for us, and the Bureau jumped into an effort to modernize the case management system that we call ACS today with the Sentinel program. It was going to be web-based and have a modern document repository and searching capability. The requirements were actually put together in 2004. They were competed around 2005, and our prime contractor, Lockheed Martin, was selected and went to work and has been for the last couple of years. It is meant to provide a system that leads can be set, from one field office to another field office in support of a case, or from headquarters out to one or more field offices in support of maybe a domain awareness issue or a national case. It also will provide the agents and the users of Sentinel the ability to create certain documents, collaborate on them, workflow them, and eventually put them into a document management system where we can do some alerting, reporting, and some searching. So recently we started on an Agile approach. Agile is something that has been around for many years. It's a methodology we use in industry and are very comfortable with it. In the federal government, it has been used successfully, but it's not as well known. It's not as prevalent, and it can make some people very nervous. But again, with the right backing, with the right team, with the the right set of stories that you want to try to accomplish, you can do some amazing things.
I'd like to actually dig a little deeper. Could you explain to us what actually is the agile development? How does it work? Outline some of the benefits of such an approach. And then you mentioned that it has been employed successfully by the Bureau before.
So a traditional waterfall approach to a project is to try to define all your requirements ad nauseum at the beginning of a project. And you try over a period of time to check all these off one at a time. Months can go by, quarters can go by sometimes before the actual end users see any code or any functionality. That's very difficult. That's like trying to sit down with a crystal ball and pick lottery tickets. The Agile methodology tries to break it down into more manageable chunks. So what we have done is we have tried to reduce the number of people on the program to try to reduce as much of the bureaucracy as we can. We've co-located all those engineers in one large room so they can all walk around, talk to each other, jump in each other's cubicles. We have a kickoff every other Monday morning and then a wrap-up every other Friday. So these are two-week sprints that the team actually decides which stories they're going to tackle. And a story is a collection of requirements. So instead of just going down a list and saying requirement 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is what we're going to work on, you take those and you put them into almost like creating a movie. You don't pick up a camera and start filming, right? You have these comics almost that are created to talk about the stories that you're going to try to film later on. And this is very similar to how Agile is done. So these stories are created, the team decides which ones they're going to tackle, and they get 2 weeks to put out another product. At the end of every 2 weeks, you have to have a fully regression-tested system. So at the end of every 2 weeks, you have a functioning system.
Fascinating. Have you ever used it at FBI before?
We have. You know, we didn't actually call it Agile development, but you know, when we look back at some significant enhancements we did with our Conference of Human Sources application, we use that methodology. When we there's unfortunately some systems that I would refrain from saying on the program, but sure. We've actually employed a couple times. You know, and it doesn't matter what you call it. It's really important to understand, you know, what you're trying to accomplish and how you're trying to make a project that isn't really just tied to a list of requirements that were arbitrarily selected at the beginning of operation, because business processes change. Yes. And needs change, technology changes, and you have to be able to adapt. The Agile methodology, if you actually go down the list, it's how we have structured this new Sentinel program. I'm very confident in what we're going to be producing.
Chad, switching gears. Agencies must have effective strategies for retaining intellectual resources and institutional memory, particularly at the Bureau. To that end, could you elaborate on your efforts to promote and institutionalize knowledge management practices and implement an effective knowledge management system?
So we have the Office of the Chief Knowledge Officer, and the Chief Knowledge Officer leads that group who reports directly to me. Over the last 2 years, I've increased the size of our knowledge office eightfold. And the reason why is because we do have a lot of information, and we need to come up with better strategies on how to share information within the Bureau, to share it with our partners, and to capture that knowledge for future use. We actually, over the last 2 years, have put out a number of different things to try to facilitate better communications and collaboration. Our next generation workspace, we talked about earlier, brings not just instant messaging, but voice over IP and desktop VTC and web collaboration to to the organization, where historically we've had predominantly email. The SharePoint environment that we have put out has allowed us to have a teaming sites, document collaboration. We're in the process of rolling out My Sites right now, which is almost like taking Facebook and Ancestry.com, like a GUI file system, and jamming it all together. You know, that I think is going to really help people share. We have what we call Bureaupedia, which is actually we used it during the president's transition last year, where we created this Bureaupedia and allow different parts of the organization to contribute information rather than trying to have a central team write all this stuff. And we provided the president's team with a DVD rather than stacks and stacks of three-ring binders. But when you look at, you know, the next generation workspace and the SharePoint and all this stuff that we're doing, what it really comes down to is providing mission functionality. We did the largest FBI operation ever in history of the FBI. It was down in San Juan in Puerto Rico, where we took down 133 people for public corruption. Unfortunately, 95 of them were police officers. However, the entire operation was organized, and all the knowledge sharing that occurred during that, all the situational awareness was done using all the unified communication collaboration tools we have deployed over the last 12 to 18 months. The director was so happy, actually demoed that to the attorney general. So the next morning, suffice to say, I was in the director's meeting like I'm in every morning with a smile the size of a Cheshire cat. But, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to facilitate unified communication collaboration. We're trying to facilitate knowledge management. And I know that our chief knowledge officer is working to network with other knowledge officers in the federal government and in industry to get best practice and see if there's things that we can do even better.
Chad, outside of the Bureaupedia, the SharePoint, the other initiatives that you have going in the knowledge sharing space, then how else are you advancing the deployment of analytics capabilities across the FBI enterprise?
So you can appreciate that we have quite a bit of data at the FBI, given the different missions that we perform and the different authorities that we have been given. We actually had something that our chief knowledge office spearheaded called Data Pointer. And Data Pointer was a way to let people know where data was based on the type of content that they were looking for. It's a pretty simple idea if you think about it. You say, well, I'm looking for email because I have this email that I need to search on. But if you don't know where the repositories are and you don't have the permissions to them, those repositories aren't going to be helping you with your case. We have a major initiative now called DIVS, and that's the Data Integration and Visualization System. This is something that the director allowed us to commission. Six of the top eight executives meet once a week on this. It's bringing the entire organization together to try to create a federated search across all of our repositories and then to layer analytical tools on top of it to try to help our intelligence analysts and our agents better connect dots.
Chad, you've mentioned before that the service you provide to the components that make up the FBI are customer-centric type tools and mission enablers. Would you elaborate even further how you've enhanced customer satisfaction, and more particularly, how have you been more responsive to the needs of your components?
Well, one of the things that I've done is I've gotten out to the field and talked to people. You know, of our 56 offices, I've been to 27 in the last 24 months. We've been to a number of conferences and other locations as well. But getting out and talking to people about how they do their job, what they like as far as the tools that we've provided them. And mostly what's really important is figuring out what they don't like and what they don't have. But trying to understand how they do their work gives me an ability to try to figure out where we need to adjust strategy, where we need to do some acquisitions. We have quite a few metrics that we capture for our global help desk. We have metrics for specific projects. You know, we look at those. We try to figure out, again, it's nice to get the positive feedback. Everybody loves that. But what's really important is where people are not happy, because that's where you know you need to go and attack those problems, because the men and women of the FBI are doing important work. And my job is to make sure that they have all the tools at their disposal, you know, to carry those missions out.
What does the future hold for information technology at the FBI? We will ask Chad Fulgham, Chief Information Officer at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.